Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, and we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, and boy, do we have a great one for you here today as Michael Lilly returns to our program. Michael, how are you? How are you?
I'm great, Hunter. Good morning.
So glad you can make it here to be on the show. I know you were like up in Pocahontas State Park last night. You had to drive all the way back last night, but thank you so much for being here today.
My pleasure. Thank you. Yes, I was up there playing with Carrie Brockwell and her band and got on the road after our set and pulled in just before the witching hour, so that was good.
Great. Well, what would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
I'm going to play some songs today from a new record, and this is one called Fishnet Fiona.
Okay, here's Michael Lilly here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Well, Fishnet Fiona, a Florida girl, out on her own with the weight of the world on her tattooed shoulder and emerald eyes. Jet black braids piled up to the sky. Well, Fishnet Fiona likes to model her clothes, schoolgirl skirts and a ring in her nose, garter belt, biker chain of smoke in her hand, a blue eye shadow and a red bouquet. Teamwork makes the dream work. Well, that's a funny thing to say, but who knows where the wind blows and what it just might bring your way. Well, Fishnet Fiona comes home with the sun. Gave up the drinking, but none of the fun. Raising hell on the town, doing God knows what. Takes her afternoon coffee with the curtains drawn shut. Fishnet Fiona in the trailer next door. She's a double wide diva. What are good neighbors for? I got your back if you got mine. Well, we're just a couple drifters passing the time. Teamwork makes a dream work. That's what I think I heard you say. But who knows where the wind blows? What it just might bring. Out on a roll with the weight of the world on her tattooed shoulders and emerald eyes. Jet black braids piled up to the sky. You know everything changed when she walked by. Fishnet Fiona, oh my, my.
Yeah. That's a good way to start out here. Michael Lilly here on Hunter at Sunrise. And I must tell you, I am especially happy to see you. Given all that's gone on down in Asheville, I was thinking a lot about you after that storm passed, because I had a feeling it had really, you know, done a number on Asheville and that area of North Carolina. And it is great to see you, I must say.
Well, thank you. That's so nice. And yeah, it was a crazy thing to experience. And I, to be honest, I did fine, you know, other than just riding out 50 straight hours of hard rain, you know, and kind of worrying about trees. And of course I live in an RV and, you know, it's like the classic Southern, you know, so you hurricane rode, RV story.
Yeah, you rode this out in an RV.
I did. Well, and it was and we had power during the storm. It was right as the rain stopped that the power went out for a few weeks. And but you know, all the rivers were flooded, and so many houses were destroyed, and people died, and trees down, and power lines down, and it was incredible to go out and ride around where we could.
Yeah.
Once the rain stopped, you know, nobody was out during the storm.
Yeah. You were saying to me before we started that David Wilcox also rode out the storm. How did he do?
His house did fine, you know, and there were certain neighborhoods that were worse than others. You may remember my old friend Christine Kane lives there. She was a tremendous singer-songwriter who kind of got out of the biz a while ago. Mm-hmm. She had a couple of houses down on the Swannanoa River that were just completely swept away. I mean, and everything she owned. And so there, you know, it was extremes. Some people just were majorly inconvenienced. Other people lost everything.
Wow.
Including pets and lives. And it was tremendous. But the town is still recovering, you know, mm-hmm. and there are parts of it, I think, that never will be the same. But the other side of it, of course, is seeing people pull together and help each other and just gather supplies and get them out to people who couldn't get to them and, you know, help the people who are in the worst of conditions.
Yeah. Now let's talk about your album, which you recorded in Asheville, and it must have been before the storm, right?
Well, actually we had started before the storm. So we just, I just finished it up. We started last summer, but, was doing it with Chris Rosser in his studio. And, you know, we were doing a couple days a week kind of thing. And so the plan was to make it a sort of a long run, you know, more of a marathon rather than a sprint. Sometimes you make a record and you're in there every day, you know, knocking it out in a couple of weeks. And we spread this out, probably had originally planned on spending about 5 or 6 months, and we ended up making it about 8 months because of the couple months off.
And the storm, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's
called Ashland Avenue. We haven't said the name of it yet, Ashland Avenue, and it's titled after one of the tracks. Is there some particular reason why you named it after this track, Ashland Avenue?
Well, that's the street I grew up on here in Norfolk.
Not
too far from here in Winona, and I wrote that song as part of a songwriting group that I was talking with you about a little earlier, and we get a prompt word every month. And we have to include the word in, and I'm not even sure if I remember what the word was that's in that song. But when it came time to name the record, you know, you kind of think of a few things. And that song talks a lot about growing up in that home and learning to play guitar. And I really did spend all my time doing two things, guitar and basketball, when I was a kid. And so those two activities are kind of represented in that song. And it just felt like a good, a nice title for the record.
And David Wilcox is on that song.
He is on that song. Yeah, I went over to his studio post Helene, and he cut vocals and he actually laid down a little mandolin part too. And he sang some harmony, and then we did some double stacked harmonies together. And that was really a fun afternoon in his studio.
Now, are there any other artists you want to shout out who are on this record? I know there's a long list.
Man,
maybe
there is
you don't
a
want to go
list.
Through a long list.
Yeah, I mean, there's some local folks, of course. There's Carl Wern, who you may know.
Yes.
Melanie Houdershell is singing. They're singing on a track together, and my pal Richard Keatley is singing on one with Carl. Mm-hmm. And then some old Nashville friends, Don Henry, Tom Kimmel. The girl I mentioned who I played with last night, Carrie Brockwell.
Oh, yeah.
Sang on four tracks. She's a freshman now at Belmont in Nashville. Mm-hmm. And I went to Nashville, and Casey Lane McGee, Lewis's daughter, is on the record. And I recorded Carrie and Casey and Dana and Don Henry in their studio in Nashville. Dan Dugmore, the great pedal steel player, Casey Dreesen plays violin, five-string violin. It's a long list. There's a lot of really tremendous fun people. Eugene Ruffalo did his part up in New York. And that's the beauty of the way it's possible to make records now. You don't always have to have everybody or travel
in one
to
place.
Yeah, you know, you send them a track and They do a part, send it back. Maybe you tweak it a little. Maybe they just completely nail it. You know,
yeah.
And it's a lot of fun doing it that way.
Now, four of the tracks, I understand, were written not only by you, but Tom Prasada Rao, the late Tom Prasada Rao, who was such a great friend of people around here and yourself. And which tracks are they?
The four are the one I'm actually going to play next, and that's called Fire and Ashes. And that was the first of the four that we had written. And
it's a beautiful song. I've played it on the air.
Thank you very much. Yeah, and that's a, you know, that's an interesting song to me, because when you write a song, there's a reason around it, and sort of an idea of what you're writing about. And for me, this song is one of those ones that has changed over the years. Mm-hmm. Of course, we lost Tom last summer.
Yeah.
And then, you know, what the hook is, what we've lost in the fire, we'll find in the ashes. And yes. I feel like, well, we lost Tom. And then the hurricane hit, and there was a lot of people that lost a lot. And, mm-hmm. you know, and people went through some real hardships. And so this song has meant different things to me. We also wrote one called Best When He's Sad. And then there's one called I Can't Find My Weed. which is very popular.
Yeah, I saw that one.
And the fourth one,
that's Denise's favorite.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's funny. I get different reactions from people on that one. And then the fourth one is a ballad that I got it right here. Thankfully, I brought a visual aid here. It's called The Perfect Farewell. That's the fourth one. And I actually dedicated the record to the memory of Tom and another dear musician friend who died in December, Bobby Mason from Aspen. Mm. So, you know, it really felt like Tom was an angel on my shoulder making this record, you mm-hmm. know, because four of the songs, and it was nice to be able to record these tunes.
Yeah. We're talking with Michael Lilly here on Hunter at Sunrise, and I failed to mention that we have this up on Facebook right now as a live feed. So if you see it, please share it with your friends so everyone can see Michael here this morning. What else would you like to play for us here? Oh, well, you already said what you were going to play, didn't you?
Yeah, I'll play Fire and Ashes. And I want to just take a second and thank you for playing this record. I tune into your show no matter where I am from my little bus.
Well, I really thank you for that.
And man, it's so fun just to feel like I'm kind of in Tidewater on every Sunday morning, you know?
Yeah.
And I've been hearing you playing songs and tracks from this and a couple of the guys here at the station. And man, it really means the world to me. So thank you for that.
You're very, very welcome. So go ahead and say what it is.
Fire and Ashes.
Fire and Ashes. Michael Lilly here on Hunter at Sunrise.
May happen, and all that we've seen, all of the lives we've lived in between, is that all gone for good? But what are the chances, what we've lost in the fire, we'll find in the ashes. I had this dream, it was just me and you, and it was finally spring. Brand new, and there were birds in the trees and buds on the branches. What we've lost in the fire, will we find in the ashes? Sometimes a blessing begins as a curse, It's often impossible to see it at first, and we do our best when faced with the worst. Sometimes in the fire, can we find in the ashes?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
Michael Lilly here on Hunter at Sunrise. That is such a beautiful song.
Man, thank you. I really love that song. Tom and I wrote that online together on Zoom during the pandemic, about the second year when it felt like things were going to break open a little bit and we were going to have gigs and be able to gather, you know, in communities again. And then it kind of got slipped again and said, no, not yet. And so we figured, okay, well, we started writing and felt like, you know, we saw a little silver lining and then it was kind of pulled away. And
yeah.
So that's sort of the genesis of that tune.
Yeah. Well, this segues directly into what I'm about to talk about, and that's why you're here. You're going to be performing tonight as part of Carl's 60th birthday bash up at the American Theater in Hampton. And there are a whole bunch of people playing at this thing, aren't there?
It's quite a gathering, yeah. I'm excited for it. And Carl started planning this a long time ago, and I had the thing with Carrie last night, and he said, well, we can do it on Sunday. I was like, okay, I'll be there. And, you know, I did an SGGL couple of gigs last weekend. So it's been a nice 2-week run. But this is going to be a really amazing way. I mean, you and I and a lot of folks listening in know just how much Carl does for the community and for music and for pretty much everybody in his life. And I sure hope lots and lots of folks will come out to celebrate this. And he's put in a lot of work to bring people in. Eric Schwartz from Boston, and Holly is coming in from Utah.
And Bobby Hornsby.
Bobby Hornsby is coming all the way from Williamsburg.
Yeah.
And, it's going to be a really, really fun night. And
and I'm going to be there.
And you're going to be there.
Yeah, I'm
going
to be announcing some things, and I might even join in on a song. I might be singing a little bit.
Excuse me.
But
it should be really fun.
This whole thing, besides the fact that it's Carl's birthday, it's actually on the 14th, by the way, which is Wednesday. But I guess he got this place, the American Theater, early and was able to put this together. But during the pandemic, he had this Facebook page called Carl's Community, which was an open mic online, and people could put their music up. It was an every Wednesday thing, I guess, and everybody was really looking forward to putting their music up on Wednesday on this Facebook page. Well, tonight he's going to be playing a lot of the songs that he did in videos on the Carl's Community page, and you did a lot of them.
Yeah, it was sorry.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that I had just moved back to Tidewater for the summer in March. In fact, I played a gig with Carl in Georgia after coming back from the West and was coming up here. I had a lot of things booked. Our band was going to play Harbor Fest and a bunch of things. And then, of course, everything got canceled.
Right.
And Carl was the one who really got on me about getting some home recording gear, so I could participate in these things and be one of the guitar players in it with him. And Bobby was on bass, and we had Chris Gage, and we had a tremendous drummer from Austin, and just, you know, certain guests along the way.
Yeah.
But he really put together a song a week for a full year.
Yes.
And it was really fun to watch his editing skills.
Yes, he did some great production. He really did some great production on these things.
Yeah, and there are many a night he loves to reminisce about. You know, Carl kind of lives on the other side of the clock, and be 3 a.m. in the morning, and I'd be on the phone with him. I was staying at my sister's house, and you know, asking him questions about Logic, the recording software, not the other kind of Logic. But neither of us have any clue.
I don't think there's much Logic there.
There's not much Logic. Yeah, we chose to be musicians, so you can just throw Logic right out the window.
You're right.
So it was really great to be a part of that, and like you said, so many people looked forward to that and participated in it, and you know, put songs online in the community, and. Yeah, I think I guess it was. Was it Wednesdays when it first started?
Yes, and it kind of shifted to Mondays as it was winding down. I don't think it's going on anymore. Although people still are putting up their music, which is wonderful. I think if you are an artist, you should put your stuff out there on Facebook or whatever, YouTube especially. It's going to be a celebration, I would say, of a lot of that tonight, I think. The different songs that Carl put out as videos, and you're going to actually see the performers that were on those songs performing live. So that should be a really cool thing.
I think it should be really cool. And all these songs were part of that year and that we're doing. And he's, you know, Carl being Carl, he's offered for Holly and Eric and I to each do a song of ours tonight too.
Well, that's good.
Really sweet. And you know, what you just said about putting your music out there, I kind of felt that way about putting this record out. It's less and less about, I mean, we love to sell records and we love for songs to be heard, but you just really want the music to get heard. So, you know, you got to get it up on the streaming platforms but I do find some people still have CD players.
Well, you can get it at most any record store, I suppose.
Well, not most any. It is at Birdland, the actual CD, locally. And it's, of course, on the platforms, and it's on my website, which is michaellilymusic.com.
What else would you like to do for us here?
Well, here's the first track from the record that actually Carl sang on. I took the liberty of trying to get into this tuning while we were speaking. Hope it wasn't too distracting.
No, that's okay.
I'm close. This is the first track on the record. Carl and Melanie Houdershell added harmony on this song.
Okay.
And
it's called Only a Dream, I take it.
Yes, it is. Thanks for reminding me.
because I have the album right here in front of me.
All right, let's see if we're in tune. So I'm playing in this weird tuning, but I'm not using the open tuning as the one chord, if that makes any sense. So I have to refresh my brain a little bit. Here we go.
Here is
Only a Dream.
Here's Michael Lilly here on Hunter at Sunrise.
It's Only a Dream. Another morning, an empty bed. Picture of you stuck in my head. Another dream I can't quite put my finger on. A cup of coffee to break the spell. You hated the taste, but you love the smell. Funny how the little things just linger on. There was snow on the ground under a broken sky, with your head hanging down, I saw the tears in your eyes. It's all I recall, the rest is a blur, and you walked away with barely a word. Even in a dream, we still can't get it right.
So tonight when I sleep, baby, keep far away. I know it ain't real, but it's the closest I feel these days. 'Cause then it's tomorrow, I'm stuck with the sorrow of knowing you weren't here to stay. So tonight when I sleep, baby, please keep far away. Yeah, tonight when I sleep, please keep far away.
Hunter at Sunrise here with Mike, Lily, and you just found me another song I need to play on the air.
Oh, thank you.
It's wonderful. Mike, Lily, the name of the album is Ashland Avenue, and I really appreciate you coming down here today.
Man, thank you for having me, Hunter.
Yeah. So I know it's going to be a long day, and tonight at 7 o'clock at the American Theater, you can see Mike and a whole bunch of other people performing with Carl Wern for his 60th birthday bash, and I understand there's still tickets available up there, and the box office opens at 5. The tickets are $25, but what a show you will be treated to if you come out tonight to the American Theater. Mike, again, thank you for doing this today.
My pleasure. It's great to see you, and thank you again for the support and inviting me down.
Now, I know that you are probably going across the country from here, right?
Well, I'm going back to Asheville tomorrow to start packing the bus up and put the car in storage and load the trailer and head to Colorado for a memorial for that friend I mentioned, Bobby.
Oh, wow.
And then I'm doing a couple of songwriter gigs out there and just going to kind of spend the summer. I've got a kayak trip in Idaho in July, I think.
I didn't know you were an avid kayaker.
I was for a while, back in my late 30s and 40s, and kind of got out of it for a while. We got to travel around the world with some friends and do it. And then got out of it for a long time. Now I'm back to over 60 kayaking. Class 2 and a little bit of class 3 is is my comfort zone now. So, yeah, I got invited on the lower fork of the beautiful Salmon River. So,
wow.
I'm going to do that in July and then just spend the summer trekking around out west.
You live such a bohemian life, I must say. Michael Lilly here on Hunter at Sunrise. Thank you again.
Thank you.